The situation on the ground seems to be going from bad to worse. A number of banks have actually imposed withdrawal limits actually on ATM withdrawals of, in some cases, $100, $200 or $300. So I think that just goes to reflect the palace state of the liquidity situation. So yes, things are not very good. And I think it's exacerbated by the announcement by government to introduce bond notes, which has eroded confidence within the banking system.
We understand that it is also affecting international money transfers and also mobile banking. How serious is this problem?
It's actually very, very serious, because even for businesses or individuals that are trying to transfer monies outside the country for payments, I think it's even taking an inordinately huge amount of time. So I think that also is a reflection of the liquidity situation. But as I said, I think the major problem is to do with, number one, a lack of confidence has affected deposits within the banking system. And also, we are also witnessing a mini banking crisis manifesting through what we call a bank run. I think a number of depositors are withdrawing their monies from the banking system. So I think that has really affected the entire banking system in Zimbabwe. That has actually exacerbated the liquidity situation. Government revenues for the first quarter, actually, they declined quite significantly. So that has also worsened the liquidity situation. So I think the situation is very, very bad. It's very tough. And it would require actually drastic measures to stem the tide of the leakages that we are actually witnessing, leakages of monies that are being taken out of the country into other countries that are considered to be safe havens. Both as it is now, investors, even consumers, economic agents, no longer have confidence in Zimbabwe. So I think they are moving their capital out of the country, and we are not attracting any new capital inflows into the country. So I think that also worsens the liquidity situation.
What can you recommend the government or the authorities do to address this issue?
The problem with this issue is that there are no quick fixes to this problem. It's a manifestation, as I said, of lack of confidence within the economy. That's why we are witnessing these capital outflows, massive capital outflows. That's why we are seeing depositors withdrawing their money from banks on money. So, number one, it's an issue of confidence, not just within the banking system, but within the entire economy. I think the measures by the RBZ have actually unnerved many investors. They have actually unnerved many Zimbabweans. So people are moving their monies into safer havens. So I think what the RBZ did, though it might have been noble, it actually worsened the liquidity situation in the country. It's also a crisis of lack of production. Because if you are in a dollarized environment, you are not producing, it means you are not exporting. And when you are not exporting, it means even the amount of money that is coming into the country. Because when you are in a dollarized environment, the major source of liquidity is through export receipts. When you are not exporting enough, and as it is actually, we are even importing more than we are exporting. So our current account deficit continues to widen. And that also reflects a capital outflow. But that actually means that we're actually paying more monies than the monies that we're actually receiving. So I think for me, essentially, it's number one, a confidence crisis. Number two, it's also a crisis of production, lack of production. So for us to sustainably address this situation, we need to address those two factors, the issue of confidence and also the issue of productivity in the economy.